You're listening to Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme today is War and Peace. And when you think of the peace movement in this country, I for one think about folk music. Dylan, Pete Seeger, but the guy who set the template for a lot of that anti-war music was Woody Guthrie. His peace songs and anti-fascist songs would inspire generations of musicians and activists. But before World War II, Guthrie was already cranking out political music and songs meant to uplift the downtrodden in America's Dust Bowl. That caught the attention of all people, the Bonneville Power Administration. The agency brought him to the Pacific Northwest to write songs about the construction of the Grand Coulee Dam. During a four-week period in the spring of 1941, Guthrie wandered between Washington and Oregon and wrote dozens of songs. Greg Vandy wrote a book about this period called 26 Songs in 30 Days. He hosts the radio show The Roadhouse on Seattle station KEXP. He's a roots music guy, but even he was surprised when he discovered this local chapter in Guthrie's story.
What they wanted him to do was to write songs for a promotional film called The Columbia. This was a documentary film that would sort of educate the local citizens in the Northwest about the benefits of the public works projects.
A century and a half ago, Thomas Jefferson envisioned an empire of freedom and opportunity in the far Northwest.
Grand Coulee Dam and the Bonneville Dam, and how these were going to really dramatically affect and change people's life for the better, particularly rural people and farmers. So Woody was hired as a month-long commissioned songwriter, and that was the song cycle. He was commissioned to write a song a day for 1 month.
There's a great and peaceful river in a land that's fair to see, where the Douglas fir tree whispers to the snow-capped mountain breeze. Where the cliffs are solid granite and the valley's always green, this is just as close to heaven as my traveling feet have been. Roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll.
I do a radio show about American music, and so I'm trying to share with my audience music maybe they haven't heard of, especially in terms of American roots music, because even though everyone knows sort of that what that means, that's traditional forms in our heritage music, not many people really know that much about it. They don't go too deep with that. So when I discovered the story of Woody Guthrie writing songs about our backyard, the Columbia Basin, and was hired by the BPA in Portland and wrote really about our locality, yeah, that's a great story.
I'm just a lonesome traveler, the great historical bum. Highly educated, from history I have come. I built the Rock of Ages, was in the year of one. And that was about the biggest thing that man had ever done.
What happened was he was living in California, really at a very low point with no prospects for a job, and he needed a job. Like most everyone suffering from the Depression, he was looking for a gig. Stephen Kahn was an employee of the Bonneville Power Administration. He hired Woody Guthrie and gave him the framework necessary and the discipline necessary and, the materials and a driver named Elmer Bueller. And he was shown around the Columbia Basin, and Stephen Kahn demanded a song a day. He said he needed to turn in a song. He described it much like a screenwriter in Hollywood back in the day who had to turn in a certain amount of pages per day, whether they were good or bad.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hand is hold. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your desert was hot and your mountains was cold.
Pastures of Plenty is the ultimate migrant song. It's about the lifestyle of migrants, of going from one place to the other, looking for work, looking for a way to scratch out a living and to survive with a family, and then to come to the Columbia Basin and after irrigation, being able to start up your own life again as a small family farmer.
Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from that Grand Coulee Dam where the water runs down. Ever stayed in this union, us migrants have been. We'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Well, it
Woody was perfect for the job because he firsthand knew the struggles of being a Dust Bowl migrant. And the idea of this this rhetoric of the planned promised land, which they dubbed the Columbia Basin after irrigation, right? So it went from, a dry desert, useless land, to being irrigated from the water from the Grand Coulee Dam, that that this would be sort of a solution to the Dust Bowl crisis.
Well, the world has seven wonders that travelers always tell. Some gardens and some flowers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder in Uncle Sam's fair land, it's the King Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam.
So, and you have all of the Columbia River songs together in a song cycle of 26 songs, and of course only 17 of these 26 songs were recorded, then you really sort of understand the beauty of his simplicity, and the beauty of his message, which was not a complicated one. It was about the benefits of the projects and the beauty of the landscape and what it was like as a Dust Bowler to see this area and what promise it had for his people. Really an amazing story about, you know, America's greatest folk icon and the biggest thing the man has ever done, converging, you know, at the same time. And so it's pretty amazing that that the story takes place, you know, where we live, you know. Who knew?
From the Rocky Canyon where the Columbia River rolls, seen the salmon leaping, the rapids and the falls, the big Grand Coulee Dam in the state of Washington. Just about the biggest thing that man has ever done.
Greg Vandy is the author of 26 Songs in 30 Days, Woody Guthrie and the Columbia River Project. That story was produced by Florangela Davila.